This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. They've been on the show many times, and it's a pleasure to have them back. I'm talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO and President and Chairman of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, it's great to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to talk with you again as well. You bet.
Now, Bob, there have been some exciting developments. So one of your clients, Rolls-Royce, recently announced they will be manufacturing up to 16 small modular reactors. Can you talk a little more about that?
Sure. So the so this is very important because you may not know it, but all existing reactors are built as one of a kind. And so each one you have to hire new engineers to design it for the local hills and mountains or whatever. And
right.
And so, you know, they never learn from their mistakes. Whereas, you know, if I buy a refrigerator or whatever or a computer, that's factory built. Each one's built the same. If there was problems when they started, they've worked them out, so they've perfected the design. And they deliver them quickly and inexpensively, and they're all identical. So that means that you don't have to train the different technicians when they go from one plant to another. They know what they're doing. So it saves a tremendous amount of money and delivery time. Conventional reactors can take, you know, on average 12 years to build, and many times more than that. So these things would be pushing out quicker in addition to having a lower cost, of course. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that sounds like it, and it sounds amazing. So what does Rolls-Royce actually know about nuclear power to be undertaking this venture?
Exactly, yeah. So you know, they know how to make fancy cars, so why couldn't they make nuclear power plants, right? So, but it turns out that it's not that unusual. There is a real reason. And in 1965, you know, right after World War II and U.S. is building their nuclear navy, but the Brits, they want a nuclear navy too, but they didn't have the technology. So the U.S. did a secret deal and supplied them with designs and technicians to build small nuclear reactors to go in the submarines. And, you know, that makes a submarine you can be underwater for a year or two without coming up if you don't run out of food. But the so nuclear submarines are so important.
And right.
So that's how the Brits got into the business. And when the Brits got our designs, they assigned it to Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce, as you may know, also makes huge engines for jets as well. So they've been in the building business for quite a while. So that's how they get into it, and that's how they deserve to be the maker of these new reactors.
That sounds awesome. Now, switching over topics, some of us have been waiting for this. I know I'm excited. The European Union announced nuclear power is in fact green power, which in my opinion is a long overdue move, but I'm glad it's happening. And I'd like to ask you, will your company, U.S. Nuclear, benefit from this move? What are your expectations?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. You know, July, like you just said, July 6th, they made this announcement, and they've determined that, you know, all the different types of energies that we all like wind and solar, but they don't do it because they don't work at night or there's no wind. But nuclear works all the time, 24/7, and it has a pretty much a zero carbon footprint. So that makes it green, if you will. And the fact that the European Union has made this declaration opens the door to hundreds of billions of dollars in new funding and subsidies. So that's going to drive business to us. And we are a provider for Rolls-Royce. We're a customer of theirs. So, and in addition to the EU, we also expect other countries to look at their announcement and say, well, if the EU, you know, they've studied this and they feel that nuclear is worthy and a good way to get our energy needs met, then other countries will follow suit as well, we think.
Now, Bob, I wanted to ask you, what message do you have for your stockholders and our listeners today?
Yeah, so I want them to know that in this particular case, Rolls-Royce likes our tritium monitors better than anybody else's, so that's an honor for us. And but the whole nuclear sector is, you know, it's, a lot of people have been against nuclear and some people for nuclear, but really you can't get around it. We need nuclear power in order to meet our zero carbon targets and to keep the planet from getting overheated. So I think
right.
Nuclear is going to be, it's a huge comeback, and U.S. Nuclear Corp is in the nuclear business, and we will benefit from that.
I want to say I really believe in what you guys are doing. I'll tell you and our listeners one of the reasons why, since we're on this topic of nuclear power. Now, nuclear power has been a controversial topic before, and still is, but not to the extent it used to be. It hasn't received as much attention as it should have, in my opinion, but in the background, this technology has been improving. And now that it's getting attention and funding, especially with these small modular reactors, I expect improvements at a faster pace than before in nuclear power generation. But they will need to be monitored, as with all new technology, and that's where your drones come in to fulfill this duty.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. Exactly.
That was Mr. Bob Goldstein. He's the CEO, President, and Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show. Looking very much forward to talking to you again, maybe in a month or so.
You bet. It's been a great pleasure. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.